Our topic is Relief for Anger and Fear of God. After working with thousands of people and diving into their biggest challenges and frustrations, oftentimes there was an underlying anger at God. It's the kind of anger that no one wants to talk about. The anger builds up over time. After years of praying, asking for help, and then still finding yourself facing the same old problems, most people hope that one day their all-powerful God will come to their rescue and take away their pain and sadness. Some people believe that they are the chosen ones and God will deliver them from misery while leaving the others behind. They see God as one who favors some and rejects the others. And then there is still confusion. Why does illness exist? Why do children get molested? Why do people lack money or their essential needs? Or why do they suffer from lack of food? Where is God in the midst of all of these things? In A Course in Miracles, it says that God did not create this world. We did. It says that if He created this world of pain and suffering, He would be cruel indeed. God is pure love, and love will never offer pain to you. So how did you get here, in this world of separation? In A Course in Miracles, it says that at some point in time, you played what if. What if you were separated from God? What if you were separated from others? And once you accepted that this devastating idea was even possible, you got lost in this idea. In truth, you have never been separated. It would be impossible for this to happen because God did not will it to be. You are a child of God, and you have the capacity to create as the Creator does. You cannot actually create anything that God did not will to happen. Yet you have the capacity to think that you can, and that you did. This is an illusion. You have accepted a false idea that you are separate from God, and now you are looking on a world of separation, where bodies and forms are separated from one another. Now, where there was once only light and joy and peace, you now perceive that there is both light and darkness. Where there was once only good, you perceive that there is good and evil. In truth, there is no duality, and none of this is possible because God is light, and God never created darkness to exist. As a child of God, you accepted the idea that this is possible, and now you are looking on the projection of your own thoughts. You are looking at an illusion. Once you understand what is happening and how it happened, you can reclaim what is rightfully yours in truth, and then you will experience all the happiness that God has for you. It's almost like you have covered your eyes and blocked the sun, and now you believe that there is no sun. The light still shines and waits patiently for you to awaken and unblock your eyes so you can remember its warm embrace. The Course also teaches that it is not up to you to know how to release the barriers that you have created against the truth. All of this is done for you at your request. With your willingness and invitation, the higher and wiser part of your mind will guide you step by step back to an awakened mind. It says that once the memory of God is returned to your mind, it is 1,000 times greater than your most joyful thought. This may sound like fantasy, yet my own journey has shown me that every step I have taken in the direction of truth has been filled with greater joy and happiness. By accepting what is not true in a place of truth, it's almost like you went to sleep, and in your dream, you dreamed a terrible dream where you felt vulnerable, sad, and powerless. And while you're asleep, you do not question what you see, what you hear, or what is happening. But when you wake up from the dream, you will realize that none of this has ever actually happened. As you begin to awaken from the dream, you will experience what is called a happy dream. The happy dream is where your relationships become healed and your life begins to work and you become much more happy. This stage is a natural transition back into an awakened mind. The Course teaches that one of the four obstacles to peace is the fear of God. This is not the kind of fear that you imagine. The fear of God is expressed every time that you judge another person or see them as guilty or less than whole. In truth, there is no separation, and everyone and everything is one with you. The moment that you accept that anything outside of you, so to speak, is less than whole for any reason, you are also declaring that separation is real and that you are not as God created you, that you are not one with Him. This is why judgment of any kind is a denial of self, and it will delay your awakening process. It's hard not to judge other people when you see them as doing the wrong thing. Remember that you are always looking at the effect of your past thoughts and beliefs. The only way that someone can do something wrong in front of you, on your personal radar screen, is if you have a belief that darkness and evil are possible. As your beliefs are healed by the higher and wiser part of your mind, and your mind is restored to peace, then everything that you see with your eyes will reflect that healed and whole condition. Your thoughts are the cause of what you see, and what you see is the effect of your thoughts. Then there is the subject of karma. For many people, karma represents the idea that you did something wrong in the past, and now you must pay the debt to neutralize your negative karma. Karma is nothing more than the experience of cause and effect. Because we are all one, if you do something to another person who is one with you in truth, then you will have the experience of this being done to you. For example, if you steal from another person who is one with you, then it is likely that you will be stolen from at some point in time. If you lie to another person who is one with you, it is likely that at some point in time you will be lied to. This is not the wrath of a punishing God. This is the experience or the effect of cause and effect. In truth and oneness, whatever you do to anyone, you are actually doing to yourself. Karma is neutralized through forgiveness. True forgiveness, according to A Course in Miracles, is when you recognize that you cannot be altered by anything or anyone. What God created within you is whole and complete. What God created is unalterable. As you accept the truth of who you are and that your wholeness cannot be threatened, taken from you, nothing can. This means that if you have done something in the past that you regret, something that cost you or that cost someone else, the most important thing you can do is to forgive yourself. You do not need to be punished for your mistakes. You need to forgive yourself and reclaim the light, truth, and innocence of who you are. If someone else has attacked you or violated you or did anything that cost you in some way, then your forgiveness of them will free you from a lifetime of pain and all the negative effects of the experience. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. As you forgive, you are forgiven. As you free another, you are free. When all fear and doubt and judgment and grievances have left your mind and you no longer value them or cherish them in any way, you will remember God and you will also remember all the love, happiness, and abundance that He wills for you. Imagine just for a moment that God is at least as loving as the most loving parent you have ever known. His love is waiting only for your acceptance to be experienced. If you are seeing yourself or someone else as guilty, evil, or inadequate, you are denying your true self, and the light will be blocked from your awareness until you decide otherwise. The memory of God returns to an unclouded mind. This may be a lot to hear, yet if you practice forgiveness and non-judgment, instead of going to a place of anger and judgment, the love of God will prove itself to you. It is hard to forgive when you're still feeling the pain of a past experience, or you are feeling angry at God for a perceived lack of support. Let's take a moment to release the charge of your frustration using EFT. Let's pause before we begin. Take a nice, long, relaxing breath, letting your shoulders relax, letting your mind clear, and let's begin tapping over the heart, tuning in to your biggest frustration. It might be towards God, towards another person, or maybe towards yourself. Just start tapping over the heart and repeat after me. Even though I have this frustration, and I've been carrying it a long time, I am determined to let it go. I want to be free. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I release all my frustration, all the anxiety, all the agony, the years of pain, and all the despair. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am willing to turn over every judgment, every fear, every sorrow, every trace of guilt, and every thought of anger, disappointment, and resentment. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the top of the head. I want truth instead of illusions. Let's go to the eyebrow point. Dear God, please heal the part of my mind that ever accepted that I could be separate from you. I am one with you, now and forever. Let's go to the side of the eye. I release every false idea that I could be forgotten or overlooked or abandoned by you. These thoughts are blocking the light from my awareness. I am determined to see this differently. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. I release my judgments in all respects. Let's go under the nose, between the nose and the upper lip. I am willing to focus on the truth of who I am and release all self-doubt, self-judgment, guilt, and anything else that is blocking my awareness. Let's go to the chin point. I am willing to accept that in truth, I am safe, I am loved, and provided for. Let's go back up over the heart. I am willing to see your love shining through my life in everything I do. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I will make room for you by releasing all of my fear, all of my anger, all of my resentment, and all of my judgment. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I will accept that you created me as completely whole, and I will accept your love and all of your gifts and blessings in the place of my anger, my fear, and my judgments. I am willing to see the light and innocence within myself, on the center of the chest, and also within my brothers who are one with me. If I ever denied you, I forgive myself. I have no use for denying you. I release it now, and I reclaim that I am as you created me. I am the holy child of God. I am blessed beyond measure. Let's go to the eyebrow point. My goal is peace. And I accept your will for my happiness. Let's pause now, taking a nice, long, relaxing breath. For some people, this may be a lot to hear. And what I can tell you is just practicing these principles, my entire life has changed. The peace that I know today, completely inside and outside of me, has been a gift beyond measure. It is a path that I choose to go deeper and farther in. I offer you my certainty that God loves you, that he would never offer pain to you. And if you will allow him, if you will leave a space for him, he will show you that the power of God dwells within you now and forever. God is within you now. It is waiting to be recognized and remembered. And when this occurs, there will not be a trace of sorrow, and all fear and judgment will leave your mind. And everything that you see will be a blessing. It will be filled with light and love and peace. All it takes is your willingness, a willingness to imagine that God loves you, that the Creator has loved you since the moment you were conceived in spirit. You are the child of God. You are entitled to happiness. And it is His will that you have everything. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.